I feel like I need to move soon because I can't fit anymore.
To accommodate your clothes?
Check that privilege.
Welcome to our first episode of Net Balance and Chill, where we talk about everything related to personal finance. I am your host, Sadie, and with me is my beloved co-host, Sylvia.
My name is Sylvia, and today we're going to talk about the art of being cheap. We have two very special guests with us today. You'll want to introduce yourselves?
Hi guys, my name is Alex and I'm a TikTok star from Malaysia. I currently have 6 million followers on TikTok and 1 million subscribers on YouTube. Flex.
Aaron. Hi everyone, my name is Aaron. I'm the writer behind the blog Mr. Stingy, that's MrStingy.com. Write about a lot of stuff about life, including career, relationships, but I'm most well known for my money-related article.
Earlier, he told me that his wish is to get at least 30,000 followers. So if you're watching this, please do something for
Aaron. Thank you.
Like and subscribe.
Thank you. Yeah, oh, so you write Mr. Stingy?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Very important.
No, that's why I'm wondering, why do you say it's not being cheap when your name is Mr. Stingy? So yeah. How do you define?
This was many years ago, like, when I was first deciding to name my blog. Mm. So it's all about being intentional. It's not about being cheap. Like, you know, it's not about being stingy in the traditional sense of the word, like hoarding wealth and, you know, not paying your taxes or nothing like that, right?
Okay.
It was all about being intentional. Like, how do I spend my money in the best way? But obviously, that's very hard to explain in just like one word. So I just thought, okay, like, Mr. Stingy is like catchy. People ask questions. It's actually very catchy.
Yeah. I think I will refer to you as Mr.
Ken.
Mr. Stingy. Yeah, did you call me like Mr. Cheap? And okay, but today we want to talk about what is the definition of being cheap, okay? Because I don't consider myself as a cheap person. Because okay, maybe I was guilty. You know the NKV highway that's near Eastin Hotel.
Okay.
You know the one with the toll.
I know.
Right, and then sometimes right, I was like, oh yeah, but the toll is 1 ringgit, so I better take the one near the Eastin. But unknown to me, the gem. So instead of, you know, I could have just gone past the toll. And then maybe I will skip like 5 minutes, but then I'm stuck there for 50 minutes because I want to be cheap. So yeah, actually I'm cheap.
Do you do that every time though?
No. After that, I learned my lesson.
So it's not worth it. Like, you realize it's not worth it.
But then again, am I being cheap or am I being stingy or am I being frugal with money?
See, today we're going to define that.
Yes, we're going to define that.
Yeah.
But since you call me that, I need to know. From all of you, you're not safe. You're not safe from this. Give me an example of you being cheap.
Me? Okay. I thought about this yesterday. And I think like my most consistent one. I can't think of the little
she's
one.
She's consistently cheap. Okay.
Yes. No, my most like, I dedicated myself to it was that when I was studying abroad and I was a poor student, for 2 years, I became vegetarian. And one of the reason was to save money.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's actually really smart though. 2 years of my life, yeah. Because vegetables are so cheap in England.
And really?
Yeah, it's like a bag of like salad this big is like a pound.
Oh, wow.
I would just like eat that for lunch every single day.
But is that cheap?
It's hella cheap. Like,
no. I mean, like, do you think you were being cheap?
My intentions, like part of my intentions was to save money.
So cost does play a factor in your decision.
Yeah, like, and also how mafan it is to get food and things like that.
It is.
Yeah.
What about you? Have you been cheap?
As you guys can see the way I dress,
right?
I definitely like to splurge.
I was so cute, like, 6 million followers.
Okay, but that being said, when I started off doing this, I didn't have much financial funding yet. So last time when, because obviously I like to dress up.
Right.
Right, and you guys know, in case the audience didn't know, I'm a banana, so I do not know Chinese very well. I can speak, but I can't read. But I've always wanted to get the latest clothes, fashion, and trends. But I've heard that you can get them really cheap from Taobao. Do you guys know Taobao?
Yeah.
But the whole app is in Chinese. So I forced myself to recognize the character one by one. So that I can shop all my clothes from there. And even until now, today, everything's from Taobao. Except for the shoe. This Gucci.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's you being cheap?
All your cheap stories.
Yeah, that's
somehow
what we
make you look good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pale in comparison to his. Let's move.
Yeah. So, No, my cheap story will make me look really bad.
No, oh. Go ahead. Because everybody, okay.
Please do.
Her seems decent also.
Yeah, her
actually.
Seems decent, you know, vegetarian, yeah. Healthy and all. Yeah, yours.
So I have this belief in expiry dates on food. Yeah. Okay. So So, and this is true, by the way, a lot of food, expiry dates is like really, you cannot eat it after this date, right? It's dangerous, it's toxic. Yep. Okay, but some things, it's more of a
suggestion.
Guideline. It's a suggestion.
Yeah. Such as,
you know, I looked at like, these were like canned drinks, right? Soft drinks, canned drinks, and you know, some other kind of drinks. Uh-huh. So I look at the expiry date, expired just 1 month ago, it's okay, I can drink. Right?
What?
Is it very shocking?
Yes!
Really? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. So okay, go ahead, continue. Yeah.
So I used to be like that, okay? Uh-huh. I used to be like that. And then one day I had gas over, okay? One day I had gas over.
Did not serve them.
I was like, because I didn't think about it, right? I didn't think about it. Just like, serve up. And then my guest like, okay, why expired one? Then... You can imagine lah. Okay. So that was my wake up call. I'm like, actually, right, it's like serving stuff to other people.
Yeah.
Have to give them at least some.
I mean, we know Mr. Stingy is a brand name, but you don't have to live up to that
standard.
Level.
So that was my wake up call. Like okay, but don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't think we are going to do that. I think it's a little bit...
We do not condone this.
This is what not to do, okay? What not to do.
Okay, but since you're the expert here, right? We've been trying to share our cheap moments, our cheap experiences, right? But then there's this thing called being frugal and careful with money, right? Mm. So what is the distinction between being cheap and frugal?
I thought about this question like really long time.
Okay.
For really long, right?
Okay. Just come up with an answer.
Wrote like 2,000 words article.
We
on
did
it.
Not read his article, so that's why we
link to the article
yeah,
below.
Yeah, link to the article below, yes.
But someone once taught me, one of my readers, it's really good. She said, being frugal has dignity. Yeah? Being frugal has dignity. Being cheap is just like, I'm just going to try and save money however possible, right? I don't care how you feel. I don't care how, you know, my friends feel. I'm just going to save money. I'm going to be cheap. You know, do some crazy stuff to just save money. But being frugal, you want to use your money in the correct ways. But at least you have some guidelines around it that makes it proper and decent, right? It's like you're not stealing people's work or you're not copy-pasting your friend's homework and things like that. So there are some written or unwritten rules that, you know, make your behavior respectable. So yeah, frugal is about having dignity, having respectability in what you're doing, but also being careful with your money.
That being said, right, I've always thought like people being frugal with money, but every time looking at the cost that they actually save, but the things they had to sacrifice, it actually doesn't really add up. Like the traffic jam, right? 20 minutes of your time, there's so much you can do with 20 minutes for that 1 ringgit. So I'm always like, every time my friends, when I see them being frugal, but the amount of money they save and the things I see they have to sacrifice for that 1 ringgit, it doesn't seem to add up. And I'll always ask them like, is it actually worth it for you to save that 1 ringgit but 30 minutes of jam when you can go home earlier, rest, you know, have a shower, have a peace of, you know, mental health is so important, right? Yep. That 1 ringgit you can exchange 30 minutes of getting proper rest and all. So yeah, I always think about that when I save
20 minutes for you,
money.
You could have come up with at least, I would say 20 viral videos. You know, sometimes when I tell people, right, when I fly, if I can, I will go at least premium economy or business class if it's a long distance. I'm not sure if I do that, but like, people say you're so silly. But I always tell people, if let's say you are flying to United States, if you can, you should get premium economy or at least business class. And people say, you of course, you know, you are rich. It's not that. It's because if you decided to take economy class, you're going to sit like this throughout your flight. And it's going to be like, don't know how many hours. By the time you get down from the plane, right, you are like a mummy, you know. You have to be escorted out your plane and then your body is painful.
So dramatic.
You cannot enjoy the trip. What is the point?
No, but then I understand your argument also, though. If you save money on your flight, then you can spend it on your actual holiday.
But you'll be spending in the bed crying about you should have gotten a proper flight.
Well, that's the thing. Like, every time when you pick seats on a flight, you know you have to pay like an extra 20, 30 ringgit. I'll always do it because I realize, right, if you're placed at the back of the plane, which they will always give you if you don't pay to pick your seat, the time for you to get out, right, is double from the person in front. Because immigration line is long.
Yeah.
The line up for everything. Then when you get out of immigration, you line up for taxi, you're gonna line up for transportation, the amount of time actually doubles. And by the time you get to the hotel, right, it's really not worth it when you can just pay 20 ringgit to skip all that trouble.
Yeah, and your mood
start on your vacation a lot earlier. So I would definitely...
Also, like, they send out food from the back. And like the
escalators and then they start from the front.
Yeah, and then somebody go to toilet and then the smell come out with, okay.
Okay, no, but that's 20 ringgit. You're upgrading a whole class.
If you can.
Yeah, that's why you have to acknowledge the privilege, Sadie.
I'm not... Okay, fine. Sometimes. Okay, hey, but then again, I only go to United States, what, once every, what, 20 years? Yeah, you know, I'm going to United States every time. If I go to United States every time, probably I would be, you know,
see
sitting
the,
in economy.
See the location also. Like, if it's like Bangkok, then, you know, like, it's fine.
But that's...
That's true.
Bring it back. Okay, we need to pry out the really cheap stuff that we have done.
Do we have any stories?
Do we have any stories?
I want to hear from Alex.
I do have one. It's gonna make me look a little bad, but so while I was studying, I did this semester in Korea, and I was there on a scholarship. But you know, since I didn't have much money back then. And when I wanted to save for a meal, I would go to the Korean supermarket where they're giving out food samples. And I would have my meal there. Because I was learning Korean, yes. But it wasn't fluent to a point where I would understand what people would talk behind my back. So every time the ajumma was like serving up, like, I just take all makan, one whole round, full, and then I leave. They do talk behind my back, but I have no idea what they're saying. Then I'm like, all right, bye, kamsahamnida.
But did you realize, did you find out what they're saying about you after that?
Yes.
Okay, what did they say about you? Cheap, this one very cheap.
No, it was like, oh, this kid here again. Oh. Because they're always there on the same day, and I'm always there on the same day, yeah.
But is that cheap though? They were giving for free. They gave it for free.
Yes, but no, I always show up to have a meal. That's like,
no, but the intention of them giving it for free is for other people to also test it, not for like one.
And to end up purchasing, not eat and go.
Exactly. Yeah, have a meal, dude.
I'm not proud of it, but yeah.
Fine.
It's the principle and the intention. Right?
Yeah.
It's not so much about.
I would say my intention wasn't the best, like,
yeah.
Because I didn't help their case. I was just helping my case. So yeah.
Fans of Alex, he has grown since then. He doesn't do that. I have not seen.
This is years.
Yeah,
years.
He hasn't like... been to Village Grocer and get free sample anymore. No, okay. I just know that.
Yeah.
What about you? Apart from the Coke incident.
Oof. I'm gonna make myself look worse.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. This one is I don't know how common this is, lah. But I like to read. Okay. There's obviously online blogs you can read for free, right? But I also want to read books. And at that point in my life, I can say this is like more than 10 years ago, lah. I wanted to read ebooks, right? I was like, okay, I'm gonna learn stuff.
I know where this is going.
Okay, don't feel judged. This is me, yeah.
No.
Then I'm like, okay, but I want to get ebooks free. So you go all over the internet, can find one. You want whatever book actually can find one.
I know.
Oh wow,
we are literally exposing ourselves.
But I realized my wake up moment is like, you call yourself a content creator and then you take people's stuff for free. It's bad karma, right? Yeah. It's not the right thing, right? So at
Aaron
some point,
has since grown and learned from this. He
we
no longer
grown.
Goes
thank
to those
you, thank
websites.
You.
Yeah. I'm like this guy that is, you know, at the end of every show, like Aaron has since done this, you know? Like,
the disclaimer at the end, the text.
You don't ever think that you're gonna escape from this.
Why?
I don't think the vegetarian thing is the cheapest story.
Not enough.
No, I've done the book thing too. I've also downloaded ebooks and
But the book thing's fine though. I think the canned drinks was worse.
We're talking about being cheap.
I've never poisoned anyone with small drinks.
Poison. Hey, we're talking about being cheap, not being illegal here. What are the other things you have done?
Well, I really, honestly.
That's it. Check your privilege.
Wow. That was uncalled for.
I have to. She called me that first. Yeah.
Hey, but I'm not spending frivolously. I just don't also cheap out on things. I spend when I need to.
Okay, Aaron, this is for you. Has being cheap ever cost you more? Friendship, for example.
Did you lose that friend?
No. I mean, they were quite understanding. It helps because I publicly call myself Mr. Stingy.
Right. Branding is strong.
But I really tried to. I really tried to change after that, lah. Right. It's really not nice. There's been times where it has cost me. This is more to do with my car. I used to drive like a very old car, like about 20 years old, that kind of car. So if you know cars, actually the maintenance cost can be more expensive than the car itself, right?
True. Mm.
Especially old cars, every few months then, you know, you have a major repair here, major repair there. And then you realize that actually, you know, maybe at a certain point in time, you know, being so cost conscious on the car, is actually costing you more in the long run because of all the repairs and all the hassle. So that's one very, I guess, practical example. Mm.
Mm. Buying cheap car is also not really a good option sometimes. Yeah. What about you? Has being cheap cost you anything apart from the fact that the women are talking about you?
Not right now. This part of my life, not now. But back when I was still active being a dancer, because I used to teach classes at dance studios, right, all the time. And I would save money to a point where, because I was still studying in uni back then, and I was teaching dance classes, and then I had to go for team dance practices as well. So the schedule was hectic, but I needed to save money because dancers aren't being paid well in Malaysia. Okay, and then, like, let's say my classes would be 7 p.m., and then the traffic jam would be like 5 p.m. starts already, man. And then sometimes it would last to an hour plus, and I want to save up on that. And since my classes end around 2-3 p.m., 3 p.m. I would leave already. And I would just stay in my car until 7 p.m. and go teach. And I wouldn't even on the aircon. I would just stay in my car.
So you would just cook in your car?
Yeah, and then just look at my dance video. Like, I wouldn't even go to like a coffee shop because like that would cost more money. And like coffee in Malaysia is like
it's so expensive.
$20 for a coffee. Yeah. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to stay in my car. Yeah, those kind of things. But then I realized, especially towards my final year, because I was rushing my thesis, that I became so tired that I gotten really sick towards the end. I realized like this is really pushing my limits. Mm. So I started like, maybe I can let loose a little. And then the worst part was I calculated how much money I save. Actually, not much. So I'm like, why, Alex? Why? So that point onwards, I told myself, you can be cheap and frugal about certain things, but you've got to be smart about it. Mm. Don't do things just for the sake of saving. You have to realize if it actually saves you, like, you know, a substantial amount, okay, worth it. If it's not worth, you know, sacrificing your time, your mental health, you know, your actual physical health, not worth it.
Yeah, mental. You know, as somebody who loves makeup and not skincare products especially, I always tell people, don't be cheap on it. Because I am very particular with things I put on my face. Because one little mistake or one little mispurchase and it fucks up your face, you're going to spend so much money just to like correct
it. Fix it, yes.
Yes, it's a pain.
It's a pain.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. So why do you think, like, when you're sitting in your car, why do you think you've adopted this sort of behavior, per se? Like, why do you think you need to save that money? Like you said, because it didn't make
like
a difference.
Growing up, my family didn't have much.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, because I'm very grateful to where I am now. And I wouldn't mind splurging on myself because of my past. I felt like, you know, I have actually gone through enough that I feel like... But I always do this. I always tell myself this. I only spend what I can earn. Never spend what you haven't earned or never spend what you can't earn.
Nice.
So let's say like you're earning this amount of money and you can afford this, then okay, you should treat yourself to it, you know.
Yeah.
Agreed. What about you? Why do you think people adopt that mentality?
Mindset. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're being very technical, scientific about it, a lot of it has to do with the beliefs you have when you grow up.
Yeah.
Some people call it the money mindset. Some people call it the money script that you have. And some research has suggested that, you know, there are different types of money mindset. So some people are like the splurges, right? They'll just go and splurge everything. I don't know, maybe it gives them comfort or something.
Compensation, some people,
some people are naturally savers. You know, I want to save everything. I want to stinge everything. Maybe I'm a bit naturally like that, maybe. And then you have other people who are very entrepreneurial. I'm the money-making type. I'm just going to make tons of money. So a lot of it, I think it goes back to our upbringing, the people who have influenced us. And you can't really change your past, but you can recognize, oh, I'm like that, you know. Do I need to tweak something to my behavior?
Just now you said manuscript, right? What does it mean?
Manuscript is like the mental state you have, like your default way of thinking about money. Okay, the way you normally think about money.
Like, oh, I mean, that's so deep.
This it's not just about money, right? Yeah. I mean, there are different ways we think about certain things. For example, people may think about careers and work in certain ways. Different people think like that. So it applies to money as well, you know? Some people are natural spenders, some people are splurgers, and so on.
So it's natural, it's not really upbringing, or
it's very individualistic. It's according to everyone, because everyone's background's different, everyone went through different things.
True. A lot of it will be influenced by your upbringing, definitely. Yes. You look at your parents, and you look at yourself. As you get older, you become a bit more like your parents.
Really? Yeah. But I don't, you know.
Yeah. I like to think I don't want to.
Yeah, my parents, they are very careful with money, right? Mm. So for me, is I like to spend not on. I don't like to spend on luxury products so much, lah. But when I go out with friends, I like to blanja. Mm. Whenever I tip somebody, I always pay extra.
Yep.
And my mindset is always like, what goes out will always come in.
Yeah.
So I'm the kind of, never mind lah, you know, if you charge 18 ringgit, I'll give you 20. Doesn't matter lah. Then some people say, there are friends, my friends who are like, hey, but then 2 ringgit, no, 2 ringgit, you can buy like, you know, some, you know, a peng, you know. But like,
open. I understand.
Like,
yes.
I didn't get why some people are like that. Until you tell me that there are people who are naturally like that. So what are you when it comes to money? What is your money script?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Okay. But I'm definitely not an overgener. I think I'm just somewhere in between. Like, okay. I really just spend on things that I need and I want. Oh, this is the thing that I do, like, where I would wait like a month to see if I still really want to buy that thing.
Wow, that's nice, a long time.
That's a discipline.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like something I have to enforce with myself, because I'm like extremely impulsive. Like, if I want to get a tattoo, then I have to like schedule it like a month later, and I'm like, oh, do I still want to get that tattoo?
That's smart though, giving it the window.
Give it some time, so that I'm not impulsive about my spending. But I'm definitely not a very generous person, or not a very stingy person, I'd say.
Wow, we have a very disciplined person here.
No lah.
But did you end up getting the tattoo?
Not just one, she did like the whole hand.
She had whole sleeve, you know. She waited one month, okay, like give her a break. One month, okay.
It was intentional though. It was intentional.
There was intent behind my actions.
Okay.
And I think that's important.
Interesting.
Very what is important. Your money script?
Okay, like this. Usually when I want something, I would definitely buy it without a doubt. But that being said, if there are options to the prices, I would definitely scour all the way to the core. Because Taobao, you see, let's say this jacket.
We're going to Taobao crash course. Okay, Taobao 101, please bless
always
us.
Always learn. You need to shop wisely. Okay, so always this. When you shop something, right, even on Shopee, I realized, right, the same jacket, actually a few sellers are selling it. You can look through your options. And then the cheapest one doesn't mean it's the cheapest. You have to look at the shipping. If it ships to you from overseas, it's usually more expensive. So you calculate all, and then you get the lowest cost. Also not enough. Check the review. Check if the item is actually okay. Mm. So sometimes the sellers sell same things, right? But they might get from different manufacturers, and that item might be like defective or what. So I really like study to the core, but I get that perfect seller that's like, oh, cheap, you know, can use. Even if the item is expensive, I will still do that. That's just a mindset of mine.
Did you get screwed by some bad product before?
Never.
Never. But somehow you can you know how to like assess all these things. Like,
yes.
Because he's like that, he never got screwed.
Yeah.
I want to ask, how big is your closet then?
I feel like I need to move soon because I can't fit anymore.
To accommodate your clothes?
So recently I started like reselling my clothes on Carousell and all. But I resell them really cheap, like half the price. So that like other people, cause like my clothes, I realized like a lot of people like them. A lot of people always ask about them. So I just sell them all.
Okay, I have another question. So we are talking about the case, right? Where we're buying things and we're intentionally being cheap, like looking for the best deals and all that. What if you just don't buy it? Like, you just,
that's the thing. I first thought I can. But, okay, you know, even before I was an influencer, I was a dancer. We are so flashy. We need to be in trend, you know?
Right.
And not only I'm a dancer, I'm a K-pop cover dancer. So every time we release a cover, we have to follow the outfit that is in. And you know we can't get branded clothes, right? So you know how we usually deal with that. And I always have to say, like, we are the best at these things, especially in Malaysia. K-pop cover dancers, we learn to sew. So the outfits we see, we replicate in real life. We get the fabric, you know, we source for the buttons. I actually wanted to bring the outfit today, but I forgot about it. But yeah, we did our stage costume and all. We put on the accessories.
Don't do that yourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, the talent.
So to all the K-pop, yeah.
The hustle.
It's true. Because we really can't. And, you know, usually people look at our cover, they be like, you guys spend so much money, but no one knows how much trouble we have to go through just to perfect that one video.
Wait. Somebody complains that you all spend so much money in the video. Why?
In the dancer world. I mean, like, general people as well. Because they see us dress so nice with makeup and all, right? They always assume, like, wow, I spend so much
What a weird thing to complain about.
But I mean, netizens, come on. True. Somebody's gonna complain about this episode. Trust me.
True.
Trust me. We're sorry about everything.
Wait, no, Sadi, your turn.
What?
Industry stories.
About what?
About, you know, just now when you came into set and you were like, Do you want to retell that story?
Okay, no. So the thing...
Trying to stay out of this.
You cannot run.
Okay. So my story, when I say... Sometimes I use the word cheap. I associate cheap with a very negative connotation. Like, there is a negative meaning behind when I say, you are a cheap person. You don't appreciate something's value. You know, you know, in the industry, he was talking about him in the dancing industry, but my side is more on like creator, influencer as a whole. Sometimes we deal with brands and I call them cheap brands. Okay. They might be luxurious brand, but they can be cheap. Trust me, there are brands. Why? Because they don't value the creator's work. For example, they will approach, now, there was this brand, okay? We do not name, okay? Apparently, Alex has the same brand. We don't mention the name, okay? We have the same experience getting, you know, offer from people that, can you do this? You know, we want a video from you. We want a picture from you. We want you to, like, eat. We want you to pose. Blah, blah, blah.
Without paying you.
We're not going to give you food.
Yeah.
Or something, you know? And you're supposed to be like, oh, thank you so much. You know, I'm going to tell my landlord that he's going to get the same food that I got today. That is being cheap. That to me is cheap.
And the worst part is, right, when I realized, like, me and Sadie had the same DM in our DMs, and I realized it's so bad because it's obviously intentional because the template was the same. They just switched our name. Dear Sadie.
Sometimes they don't even change the name.
I've seen that.
So it's so intentional that they are really willing to underpay and then they just send it to all the content creators and see which one makan the bait, right? Yep. Which one was willing to take the job. And so, it ruins the market for everyone else.
Yeah, it ruins the market because this is why I say the brands are being cheap with us. You are trying to save the company budget. But in return, right, you are essentially exploiting somebody. So I think it's not that everything I do, why you always ask for money. Hello, creator, dancer, whatever, right? It's effort, you know. We somehow like editing and all. Like, people don't think about these things, you know.
It's your job, lah. They're just straight up disrespecting what you do, basically.
That's why I think it's cheap that they are being cheap, not frugal. You know, they are being cheap. And if you are a creator yourself, please, it's time to ask to be compensated. I am telling you, it's for your own good. You're like, oh, I don't know where to start. At least 200 ringgit, 50 ringgit also is something. We have to set a standard for the industry, for brands to properly appreciate the creators. If you trust the creator, I know there are some creators that don't really do their work that well. But... okay, somebody can get to 6 million, must be a reason, right?
Okay, so what I was saying just now is that, like, so far we've talked about a lot of interpersonal stuff. And then you brought up about your experience with the industry.
Yes.
Right? So this is something, like, we can also get into, like, people hiring not enough people and making their workers work like overtime and doing like many jobs, because like everybody does this like in different levels, whether it's ourselves with like people that we work with. Do you think this is a societal problem, Mr. Stingy?
I think there's a bit of a systemic thing in play. When you talk about systemic, means like the system is sort of geared towards, almost towards like exploitation, right? Because if you have a very, you call it an adversarial relationship, right? Between employer, employees, or companies and people doing work, if they don't care about the relationship, if they're all about, I just want to extract as much as I can, I want to pay you as little as I can and get as much value I can out of you, then you're going to have that problem, right? I think where ideally we want to move to is where people start to have this mindset. Look for a win-win relationship, right? Mm. Okay, you are the boss, you are the company, you are the employee. That relationship is fine, right? But we try and pay fair wages to each other, right? Mm. Like we try and make people work a reasonable amount of time for a reasonable amount of wage. And I think that is how society is supposed to be. But naturally, if you get like some people who are very calculative, who don't want to play by the acceptable rules, then you start to see these kind of problems happen.
But I think that being said, right, I think the problem with Malaysian society is that most people are not vocal when they face things like that. Because usually at a company, when you have bosses like that, they think like, oh, I don't want to lose my job. You know, or maybe like dancers not being paid enough, but like, I really need this job. If not this, you know, I have nothing else. But I think like if everyone was more vocal about, especially when they see situations like this happening, that maybe we can actually curb this issue. Like, he's smiling.
he's ready
to say
something. I'm just listening and I'm like appreciating everything.
No, but I said this because Sadie said something about like being vocal about, you know, people should speak up when, you know, people are being cheap, but it's like affecting people around you. Mm. So I like being back to this topic. I feel like being frugal and cheap, okay, but if it affects other people, you know, self-check.
Yes. Yeah.
And I really don't like it because I've actually faced this issue right back when I was just starting out making content. So when I did this content for this brand, and then obviously they usually engage a few influencers, right? And they are like macro influencers and micro. And I was in micro that time. Then when they saw my video and then they saw the reaction on it, like, oh, why isn't it getting much views? I'm like, but this is the usual views that I got. Oh, but it's not getting the amount of views that they paid the macro influencer. And I was like, I had a shock because I was thinking to myself, this person stupid leh or no common sense? Because you paid that guy, you paid the amount of money for that audience, that amount of audience. You paid me only for my amount of this, but you want that reach. Like, you know, I tell him like, how do I tell this person? You bodoh ke apa?
You should!
Seriously.
You should! And like I said, brands sometimes, they are brave to like tell you they want 6,000 deliverables. IG sing lah, TikTok lah, story lah.
Sing IG, YouTube, Facebook.
YouTube, Facebook, everything, pao ka liao, everything they want. Then they say, ha, we're going to give you one cup of water. Then you're like, huh? Exposure, in the name of exposure. What are you exposing? You're exposing yourself for being a cheap brand.
Let me just say this to all the brands watching me. If me and Sadie, I'm sure Sadie will agree. Let me tell you, if you're willing to spend on an influencer the appropriate amount of money, let me tell you, we are willing to go through the odds, to the moon, to the stars to make that perfect content for you. But if you underpay us, right, honestly, do you think we'll give a...
We won't. You know, I was supposed to shoot for an ice cream, you know, because they were so nice to me. I actually drove to Cameron Highlands just to get the nice scenery. I never charged them for the traveling fee.
Yeah.
But it's because to me, it's like, if you treat me nice, and I would, of course, do my best to make sure that you get the kind of result that you want. Like you said, the win-win thing.
Yeah. So I feel like being cheap, right? There are certain ways you can go about it. If you honestly come and tell us that, oh, actually, we don't have much budget, you know, can we shuffle things around? We will understand. But if you're obviously trying to cut corners and push it to our face, right? You think we wouldn't know? Come on.
Come on, if you're conglomerate, if you have like a few, so many baby brands under you, you don't tell me you don't have budget. That's a lie. I used to work in creative agency before. I know you all have budget allocation one. Yeah, don't come tell me company no budget. I laugh at you. If you are a small business, okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping it for whose birthday party?
Ha! Oh!
Spend only.
Yeah, not like you own the company. You if you work for a company, you are the marketing person. You please. The money will not go to you one unless you cable. But
all right, back to the topic.
The producers have done some research. No, okay. So they want us to talk about something called scarcity mindset.
Yes.
Okay. I believe you're the only person who.
Oh, I thought she was gonna explain.
No.
Can drive that plane.
We have an expert here. Yeah.
Thank you. So when you talk about scarcity mindset is basically the. If you want to put it in layman terms, it's like a very kiasu mindset. Okay. Life is, there's only a very limited set of things in the world. Mm. I must go and rampas with people, okay?
Because oh my God, Black Friday.
The world is scarce, right? The world is scarce. There's only a limited pie, right? So why? I have to compete, right? You know, there's only a limited amount of jobs. You know, I'm going to be mean to other people to get my job. I'm going to undercut my friends to get the job. Just simple example. So that's the scarcity mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can lead to people feeling that, good jobs are so scarce, you know, my salary is so scarce.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to be very, very stingy with my money, right? Mm-hmm. So scarcity mindset can eventually lead to that. Now, I would propose that, you know, scarcity mindset is a very limiting set of beliefs, right? Actually, you should be thinking that the world is full of opportunities. That is the opposite of scarcity mindset, right? I mean, you guys are entrepreneurs, influencers. You are naturally not in the scarcity mindset. I would propose that.
But it's highly competitive in the influencer world as well.
Jobs are scarce, especially when you deal with cheap clients. Okay.
But I think especially for a lot of salaried workers, like myself, I have a day job, I have a salaried worker. A lot of salaried workers, they can even be like boxed in because they've never understood that you can make money as a creator, as a freelancer, or as an influencer, or so on, right? They can be boxed in thinking that my salary and that salary may be like, say, 1 or 2K every month is all I will ever have.
Oh, that's
that
true.
May lead to that's being very, very trying to cut corners everywhere.
Then do you think, right, those people, those influencers that accept jobs that are like one free donut, per se, they're thinking about, they have that scarcity mindset in that they're like, oh, I probably am not going to get a better offer or a better job, so I'm taking that job up. Do you think that still counts as like having a scarcity mindset?
It could be. Yeah. I don't know about influencers.
There are a lot kinds of influencers. I've seen the kind where I just want to do this because it makes me look cool. I'm an influencer. I get free food. That one.
Yep.
Another one who is actually worried, like, we need to start off somewhere. They don't know how. They feel like, if I don't take this, other offers might not come in. Because the mindset is like, if I start taking things and brands see that I'm starting doing things, then jobs will come in. So, like, I understand both sides. But obviously, one I hate more. But the one that they are worrying about their job, I understand because I started from there. I also worry that, you know, if I don't take things with, like, you know, even though it's not paid, but I have nothing on my resume, but I want to start out being a content creator.
It's all scarcity mindset. Yes. Because they think that if I don't they will not get all the deals.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. It comes from a place of being scared that they won't have enough of something. So that's why they like,
that is very valid.
It works the same way in like traditional job, corporate job, whatever, right? Because if you have a boss that is like manipulating you or, you know, paying you unfair wages, it's very easy to think that I just have to take this shit because I have no option. Yeah. Actually, you have option, right?
Yeah.
You have option. Maybe you cannot immediately quit tomorrow, but you can start taking steps to realize that you're not stuck in just this unhealthy
relationship.
Go
for interviews behind your boss.
Are we going to open another can of worms here?
But the thing is, like, going back to us saying just now, like, people should be vocal about it. Like, if you think you should be valued for your work, you should voice out about it. If your boss is underpaying you, say, actually, I think my work is worth this. Can we try to adjust? Not asking you to hold a knife to your boss and be like, you better give me this money. No, right? You can always state what you actually think. If they really don't give, That's another thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, go and tell the Instagram page that it's exposing people's salary.
I'm reading all of it.
So that people can compare. No, but do you have any advice? Like when you said in like a salaried job,
yep.
Like taking as like the littlest stuff that the boss will offer you. Do you have any advice?
I think it starts with understanding that you may be behaving a certain way because you're limited in your mindset lah. You're used to it. It's not a judgment or anything. You're used to it, right? You've thought about it like that all your life. So it's very uncomfortable. But understand that there are other opportunities out there, right? Number one, it could be a side gig. But number two, you can always look for a new job, right? Mm. You don't have to deal with the unhealthy relationships.
Yeah.
If you can find there are better paying jobs out there. There are nicer people out there. I sincerely believe this, lah.
Yeah.
Right? It may seem that, you know, the boss is always a bad guy who's like always trying to extract you. But no, there are actually healthy companies, good working environments.
There are also very good clients, I have to say. Yes, there are some cheap ones and there are really good ones. Yeah. I work fortunately. But again, if you feel that there's other opportunities, no, you have to first believe that there's other opportunities.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That being said, right, like everything we mentioned today, because you mentioned about the art of being cheap, right? And then, you know, he mentioned about how some people are being cheap because of their background, because of, you know, their atmosphere, how they're like, people around them. So always look into this. It's okay being cheap, but if there are things that you can change about yourself or change in your life, you should look into it because you don't have to stay that way forever. Like even for us, we have had our past, you know, we were being cheap and all, but we look into things where we can change about ourselves and we did. And I dare say that we are at the better parts of our lives right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
We definitely.
Progress.
I think
progress.
I work hard for it, lah. Yeah, progress. There's a progress. My dad. I remember my family, right? Because I grew up in a family where money is quite important. Mm. So gonna like air a little bit of dirty laundry, lah. Later, if you're watching this, sorry, yeah. You know, my dad used to invest in stock market. Mm. So. That was like a long time ago when the market crashed.
Okay.
So we almost sold our house. We almost lost the house that my dad worked very hard to buy. And to secure that, I actually saw him taking up multiple jobs. As, you know, as a breadwinner, he's taking up. And my mom woke up 5 in the morning just to fry bihun for kindergarten, just to earn that little income from. Yeah. So I know how frugal. My parents are not cheap people. They are willing to like spend on me and all if I ever need it. Lah. But I see how they are actually very careful with money and all, and it means so much to them. So I watched that and growing up, I also kena a little bit from, you know, credit card. I wish we could talk about it in the next episode. Lah. Yeah, but credit card thingy and all. So I learned. Lah. So now, because I'm able to get to a bit of comfortable level. Mm. So I spend.
I see.
Yeah. But I also spend on my parents lah.
But that being said, because our audience today, right, and like I know, because I'm gonna promote this, I know most of my followers are young adults or teenagers. But most of the things you're mentioning now, we have had our past where we struggled financially as well. You guys remember I mentioned I only spend what I can earn and I only spend what I have. Mm. And I realize a lot of young adults now like to spend what they don't have. And there's always a difference when you can go out and hang out with your friends. You don't necessarily have to go out to the most bougie and expensive cafe. Mm. Think about it, lah. Sometimes company matters more than aesthetic. Like, true. I know you guys want to be like Instagram, you know, take coffee and all, but you can always look to your day in a week. Like, if you know you're going to spend money with your friends on Saturday, you guys going to go all out and go aesthetic places, then Monday to Friday, eat cheaper, you know, get bread.
And you don't always need the brand new iPhone.
Yes,
trust me.
Do you really need the iPad?
Yeah, no. You don't need it.
Okay, we veered off course a little bit. Bring it back.
Again.
So we were talking about scarcity mindset, right? Do you think that brands leverage on that mindset?
In a way, you know, well, said this.
It's supposed to be the expert who's answering that.
Yes,
but in a way, yes. You know, all these like limited time offers or, you know, certain X day sale or something.
Lazada, Shopee.
Victims. Are you the victim?
Zara, yes.
Raise your hand if you're a victim of this.
Not me.
Oh my god! On brand!
The expert, the expert.
Wait, but, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, you go first.
How? No, like, I think how do you tahan?
It's just a mindset thing, right? I mean, back at the start, I said, you have to be very intentional, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the kind of person, I know exactly what I want. Mm. And anything else, right, I try not to care about it at all. Like 0% at all.
That's
a
wonderful skill. All of us need to develop that.
It takes time. It takes time. Because, you know, you'll see your friend on his IG, you know, showing his watch or, you know, showing his phone.
The steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah. But I figured out that... Oh, yeah, the steering wheel.
I was like, what?
Okay. I figured out that if you want to lead a very meaningful life, you have to figure out what matters to you, right?
Your life is unmeaningful.
Insignificant.
I'm not saying that.
That's just...
Not saying that. But figure out what are the few most important things to you, like the three or five most important things to you. Just focus on that, right? It could be anything, right? It could be your career. It could be your TikTok. It could be your Instagram. Whatever works for you, right? Focus on what works for you. And then the other stuff, to me, at least in my experience, it loses significance over time. But again, I'm not saying that if you really love gadgets, right? If gadgets are your thing, go all out for it, man. Just go for it. But it probably means that you must compensate something. You have to give up something else, right? Yeah. You want the new travel, you want the car, you want the phone, you want everything. That's when you get into trouble.
So you pick your battles.
You pick what matters most to you.
Yeah. Okay. More disciplined than you, lah.
Who? Of course, lah. I mean, he's the expert.
True.
He knows, right?
You seem truly impressed about this.
Of course!
Honestly, my self-control? Oops.
Say, kelaut cannot.
Kelaut.
Totally cannot. If I hear Shopee, and then, you have 5 minutes to, claim this voucher,
No, mine is Zalora, though. Zalora has great deals. Honestly, the discounts are amazing, and it's like, and it lasts, the vouchers would last for a day and one. And I just, there's just something wrong with my brain. Like, I would go on it and I'm like, I see.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with your brain. I think they are just smart to leverage.
Yeah.
Zalora sponsor! Anyway.
It's a natural response. It's a natural response. If you look into the classic marketing theory, what is it? Urgency. Urgency drives a natural response within. If I tell you, I'm going to sell this to you, but you have 1 month to buy. You take your time.
That's right.
I tell you that you have to log in at 12 midnight because 20,000 other people are rushing to buy it and you only have 10 minutes. That's when it triggers your, I better get
it's
in.
More
I better
urgent,
get in.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so what have we learned today? Sadie, you want to share with us first?
Oh, what have we learned? We have learned so many things. Mm-hmm. I've learned about money script. I've learned about how scarcity mindset is being leveraged almost every day and we don't even know about it. Most importantly, know your worth. Don't always think that, you are not going to get a better job elsewhere, better paying job elsewhere. Know your worth. That's from me.
Yeah. Not telling you to quit your job tomorrow, but know your worth. Know that you can do better. Alex?
Okay, so today we talked so much about, the art of being cheap, and then we dived into people sometimes are cheap because they have their reasons. So I would say today learning a lot, learn to identify your reasons, if the reasons are crap, scrape them out. Yeah, and always, you don't have to be in this state forever. If you can change parts about your life where you don't have to end up being cheap, do something about it. Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Aaron?
I think it goes back to being intentional. Being intentional. Mm. Simple example again, you're not going to have 100 things off your bucket list ticked off, right? Mm. So you probably a meaningful life is when you figure out what is most important to you and then you focus on those things.
That is such a good reminder, and unfortunately, we have to land our plane already. Touchdown ready, since we've been flying all over. All right. Before we let you go, Aaron, where can people find you?
The website is MrStingy.com. So that's Mr-Stingy.com. I'm also active on Facebook and Twitter. That's MrStingy2014.
Candidate number two, Alex.
So obviously, you guys can find me on TikTok. It's AlexHKF. And then on IG, it's also the same username, AlexHKF. And on YouTube, AlexTV.
Hey, alright. Until then, see you for the next episode, okay? Bye!
Bye!
Bye. Bye.